Welcome to Monday Vibes with Elizabeth Sue, the podcast edition, a place to get real, feel inspired, and do what makes you happy, even if it risks disappointing others. Let's get this party started. Hi there. This week's Monday Vibes theme is accountability. And I share how, as someone with a queer sister, I've always felt a bit conflicted about Pride Month. On the one hand, it's awesome that so many people and companies outwardly show their support for the LGBTQIA+ community, something that didn't happen even 10 years ago. On the other hand, I do cringe a little when I see storefronts put up their once a year rainbow flags, get rainbow-themed retail campaigns, and see corporate floats overflowing with rainbow-clad employees in the Pride Parade. I think to myself, do they actually care about my sister? Or are they just using her sexuality as a marketing tactic, only flying rainbows to look good for profitability's sake? Could these companies make a greater impact if they reallocated the funds spent on rainbow-themed paraphernalia to LGBTQIA+ staff, or donating to LGBTQIA+ organizations that are more attuned to the needs of the community? I asked my sister, though she doesn't speak for the entire queer community, a common misconception of allies, and there's no right or wrong answer, she shared three things that stuck with me. The first, trendy activism has the potential to be net positive, i.e. better than nothing or homophobia. Number two, trendy activism only became trendy after the blood, sweat, and tears that came before the 1969 Stonewall riots, which marked the first Pride, led by trans and queer people of color like Marsha P. Johnson, sans colorful corporate parades. Number three, trendy activism means less if actions aren't taken, like hiring trans or giving the LGBTQIA+ community access to quality healthcare. I've been thinking about this a lot in the context of the Black Lives Matter movement and how many companies are coming out of the woodwork to show their support for the Black community. I can't help but wonder how much of this sudden activism is rooted in integrity and how much of it is optics. What actions are they taking beyond releasing a statement and changing their social media profile picture to a black square? Will these corporations actually change policies to be more inclusive, to pay black, brown, indigenous, people of color as much as their white counterparts, and to care for their black employees well after it is trendy to do so? Or will they tokenize the black community like they have in many respects, the LGBTQIA+ community, to the extent that it helps their bottom line? Will they continue to neglect protecting and fighting for the most vulnerable of these two populations, trans people of color? Only time will tell, and I hope to be pleasantly surprised. I'd love to hear how all of this is sitting with all of you. I know it's a lot to process. And if you would like some support or some ways to self-reflect, you can access our exclusive Monday Vibe subscriber resources by signing up for the newsletter at elizabethsue.com/Monday Vibes. Over the whole course of the month of June, I'm sharing not only things that I love and I think you'll love, often self-care resources or meditations or other wellness tools, but things that I'm educating myself with. And this week I share a TED Talk by a black trans woman and an IGTV with a non-binary trans femme organizer, Joshua Allen. So I encourage you to educate yourself and to hold people and companies accountable and to join us for this conversation. Sending big hugs to all of you. Take care. Mwah. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. If you loved this episode, I would be so grateful if you left a review and shared this with your BFF, your fellow lady bosses, and anyone else looking for some feel-good vibes. And if you'd like to join the weekly Monday Vibes Fun and access the subscriber-only tools and resources, head over to elizabethelizabeth-su.com/Monday Vibes. You can also hang out with me on Instagram @HeyElizabethSue. Talk to y'all soon. Mwah!